What's up? What's up, everybody? This is Jeffrey with the Laracast Snippet. Why don't we talk about something a bit different today? Tonight, I'm browsing Twitter, and over and over and over, I keep seeing references to, I'm going to leave the company name off. There's no need to bring them up. But I keep seeing reference to a company CEO, and then all of the people who are now abandoning that company due to comments that this particular CEO made on Twitter. So naturally, I'm super, super snoopy and curious, and I had to find out what's going on here, because it was all over my feed. You know how it is when something goes viral, it's just like every single comment is about this thing, and it wasn't quite that bad, but it sort of felt that way. Anyway, so I'm doing some research, I'm going through Web Archive, and you know, all that stuff when you're being an annoying investigator on Twitter. And what I found was, it turns out that with the U.S. election, this man prefers Donald Trump and presumably the Republican values over Hillary and the Democrat side. And don't worry, we're not getting into politics and which side is better. To be honest with you, I kind of hate this stuff, so I'm not that interested in it. So we're just going to grace the surface so that we can get back to what I really want to talk about. But anyways, yeah, I'm just browsing through his feed. And by the way, maybe there's something I didn't see, and that could be the case. But from what I did see, it just seemed like he was retweeting, you know, Republican viewpoints. It seemed like he had some bad things to say about Hillary, but it's no different than Democrats have really terrible things to say about Donald Trump. And, you know, it's just a game of ping pong, right? Every single election, each side will have you convinced that if the other side wins, it's over for the United States. You know, every single election, the candidates or the advocates for those candidates will parrot this idea that it's our very last chance to course correct. It kind of drives me nuts every single time. If you vote this person in, we may not be able to turn the ship around. So you have to vote for my candidate because it's our last possible chance to course correct. So yeah, that's all I saw, just stuff like that. So now I'm thinking to myself, well, why are we boycotting him here? I mean, this is like mass boycotting, where it's like every single tweet is, I will never shop with this company. It's an online company. Developers are familiar with it. You're probably familiar with it too. I just don't want to say the name. But yeah, I kept asking myself, why are you boycotting them? Maybe they're wrong, fine. But you're not allowed to do business with somebody who disagrees with you. You know, this isn't somebody who thinks the United States should be scorched or anything like that. He just has a different view on what's best for the country, just like all throughout history, right? There's nothing new here. Everyone has their own viewpoints and their own experiences. So I asked about it on Twitter, just trying to figure out, am I missing something here? Why is everyone taking him down so much? I mean, there's no real offense here other than, worst case scenario, his ideas are wrong, but that's okay. Do you really need to abandon this company because one guy believes something differently than you? So I asked about it on Twitter, and yeah, naturally, just a lot of the replies were just kind of saying the exact same thing. Well, he really went after liberals, so we all have the right to do this, and that's how it works. You vote with your wallet, and if you don't like what this person stands for, then they can go on believing whatever they want, but we are allowed to use our wallet to not endorse those sorts of companies. And I think on a certain level, that is a very true thing. So for example, if a particular restaurant wanted to paste on their walls or on their windows and say, we only serve, to be generic, we only serve white people. Well, then naturally, yeah, that's a really good example of when all of us get to use our wallets to eat somewhere else. And then their restaurant or whatever it is will go out of business because of the terrible ideas that the restaurant owner has. You know, at this point, regardless of whether there is a law or not allowing this sort of thing, it's probably going to go out of business because nobody wants anything to do with them. So that's a really good example of voting with your wallet. But when we come back to this particular example, this guy didn't do anything wrong. He just thinks the other side is a better choice. Or you know what? He maybe even thinks both options are pretty bad. I find that's kind of what, if you're not from the U.S., I think that's kind of the general consensus with Americans this particular election, is that neither side is really great. So you're just voting on which one is a less terrible choice this time around. And you know what? Every side has a reason why their side is the better choice. Supposedly there are terrible, 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 unbelievably terrible things about Hillary. But then on the other hand, everything Trump says is, I would say, equally kind of terrifying. So it's tough to say, right? And we're all, I'd say, just about every voter is misinformed. Even if you think you're informed, it probably means you're misinformed, right? So it is pretty terrible, I think, that because this particular business owner happens to think that their side is maybe a better option for the country than the other side, that everyone is attacking them the way they do, because it's really unprovoked. You're allowed to have an opinion, right? But then the Twitter mob and the developer mob will take you down. And that's something, that's really the heart of what I wanted to talk about today. It kind of creeps me out. And I've been in the industry long enough at this point that I've seen this happen over and over and over. Generally, something pretty innocent will take place, or even something took place a long time ago, and now everyone's just finding out about it. But if the general consensus on Twitter and in the developer community, which usually tends to be a bit more liberal, if they disagree with it, they will slice you down. They will share it, they will tweet it, they will retweet it, they will do it enough to the point that the guy who just got hired at a new company has lost his job because of maybe a comment at a conference, or the creator of JavaScript suddenly no longer works at his company because everyone took him down. There are countless examples of this Twitter mob that's really creepy. I'm not telling you anything new here. You're familiar with it, right? Everyone's allowed to believe whatever they want, but at the same time, doesn't this creep you out a little bit? And what is the message that we're trying to send here? I think the message is, if you have an opinion, if you hold an opinion that is not part of the majority, then we are going to slice you down. Well, really, that's not the message. The message is, if you have an opinion that is not the majority, well, you better just keep your mouth shut. And that's basically what happens, I think. If you've ever gotten the impression that your Twitter community or your circle is almost 100% liberal, and you're wondering, well, where are these Republicans or these conservatives or these Trump supporters coming from? Because every single person I know thinks he's crazy. Well, you know, maybe you have a tiny circle, or it's possible that you have tons of friends who have an opposite viewpoint from you, but they're silent. And they're silent for a very specific reason. They have pretty good evidence and examples to show that if they speak up, especially if they're more of a name and they're more known in the community, if they speak up with a viewpoint that is not the agreed upon norm, they are going to be sliced down, and everyone's just okay with this. I mean, come on, am I the only one who thinks this is the most crazy thing ever? I mean, yes, once again, it's one thing if these folks are subscribing and advocating the most terrible things possible. And plenty of people would say for this particular election, if you support Donald Trump, then in effect, you are also pro-KKK and pro-sexual assault and all of this stuff. And you know what? Maybe that's true. I don't think it is. I think a lot of people, they see that stuff and they think, oh, yeah, that is pretty bad. But you know what? At the end of the day, none of that really matters, because if Hillary wins, then she's going to do all of these terrible things. So I would rather turn a blind eye and just hope that he does a better job. I think that's probably what most people are thinking. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being dismissive here. But I would imagine that's what folks on both sides believe here. You kind of turn a blind eye to the terrible things that are supposedly true of your candidate, and you just think, well, I believe they're going to do a better job than this other side. And that's fair, isn't it? This is totally fair. The Twitter mob that can exist, especially if something goes viral, it's a really, really frightening thing. You know, I run a small little business, a tiny business, nothing big, nothing important. But I even think about this, and my views are probably more the norm, to be frank. But I think about it, like, well, what if I held views that were not the norm? Would I speak up? And I think the answer is no. I wouldn't speak up. You don't want to be taken down. You don't want to be attacked. You don't want to have hundreds of people boycotting your product just because you have slightly different beliefs on what's best for your country or things of that nature. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking about tonight. I'd love to hear your opinion. You can tweet. Don't tweet Laracast. This has nothing to do with Laracast. This is just two folks talking to each other hundreds and thousands of miles away. Tweet me at Jeffrey_way. If I'm off base, am I missing something here? I think at the end of the day, most people are good people. You know, I think we have a tendency to always assume that the other side, they're the bad people. They are evil. They are going to ruin everything. When I think the truth is, everyone is generally good, right? We just have different ideas on what's best, and maybe one side is more right than the other. I don't know, but even if you do think your side is better than the other, maybe that's arrogant in itself, that you're always convinced that you're right, and these other people are too stupid to do their own research. You know, it's what happens on both sides of the field. I hate politics. I'm excited that it's almost over. So anyways, if I'm totally off base, let me know. I'd love to learn. All right, that'll do it for the Laracast Snippet. I will see you next time.